She Gets It podcast will be right back. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's early in the year. Christmas is done. Happy New Year's were said. We heard them, okay? But how do you feel? It's tax time and frustration is on the rise all across the board. Layoffs are still happening and people have lost loved ones. And the way that life was being lived in 2023 is not what's happening at the beginning of this year. You just need some relief. But sometimes going out with friends or going out with family and talking to them is not help. It's not helping. And it's okay. Sometimes you need to find a way to climb out of your thoughts in a positive way. If you need professional help, try BetterHelp. They will work right with you. Contact www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get started today with 10% off your first month with BetterHelp to get the relief you need to be your best self again. Do not sit in those thoughts. Get the help you need today. Now back to the show. She Gets It podcast will be right back. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's early in the year. Christmas is done. Happy New Year's were said. We heard them, okay? But how do you feel? It's tax time and frustration is on the rise all across the board. Layoffs are still happening and people have lost loved ones. And the way that life was being lived in 2023 is not what's happening at the beginning of this year. You just need some relief. But sometimes going out with friends or going out with family and talking to them is not help. It's not helping. And it's okay. Sometimes you need to find a way to climb out of your thoughts in a positive way. If you need professional help, try BetterHelp. They will work right with you. Contact www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get started today with 10% off your first month with BetterHelp to get the relief you need to be your best self again. Do not sit in those thoughts. Get the help you need today. Now back to the show. It is 2 a.m. in the morning. Technically it's Sunday, but I was watching a movie on Hulu, Miranda. It's about the case that created the Miranda rights being read or told to everyone before they started talking to police. Interesting. But I'm up and I was like, let me just bust out this show. So I just wanted to talk about a huge part of how we see ourselves is based upon how we think about ourselves and how we speak about ourselves. And a lot of people think it's fluff talk or, oh, you talking that bullshit again. Okay, let's think positive. Okay, but it's truly how you talk to yourself when it's just you and you. When it's positive, it reinforces great things. When it's negative, it's like telling the world, hey, please make sure this happens to me, right? And people always want to talk about manifesting when it's something good, but they don't never want to have the conversation about how people manifest the negativity in their lives. And what you say and how you think about yourself isn't anyone else's responsibility but yours. Because words have power. You know how you was growing up and your parents would say, well, it shouldn't matter what they say about you. Just ignore it. Words can't do anything to you. Lies they told, okay? It's a few people that got their ass beat off of saying the wrong thing. Words have ended relationships. Words have stuck into the minds of children all the way up into adulthood to when they became parents. Your words have power and they transition into people's lives over decades, and you just can't say certain things and think, oh, well, let me just apologize, it should be all right. No, some words fucking stick, right? So when you're talking to yourself, watch your tone. You know, when something is messed up, don't say, oh, I'm stupid, or, oh, my stupid ass, da, 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 or, fuck, blah, 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 always happens to me. Like, you're telling the universe, hey, make sure you bring that bullshit my way. And if people were more mindful about that, I think they would be in a better position emotionally, mentally, and financially. But if you keep telling the world, oh my gosh, I suck at this, or I suck at saving money, or I suck at finding the right opportunity, you are going to continue to deep throat bad opportunities, bad things, or missing the goal. You know what I'm saying? So don't feel like what people assume in you is what you see. So if somebody would place judgment on you, don't agree with the judgments they have, because they haven't even gotten the opportunity to get to know who you really are. And there are always going to be certain people who they could say whatever the fuck they want about you. You wouldn't flinch. But if people that you admire or people that you respect have something negative to say about you that you don't agree with, it's going to bother you. It's going to get under your skin. My thing is, are you realistic about what you can do? Are you realistic about how you do show up? As in a first presentation, a lot of people, by first glance, you outside in your pajamas, you know, you outside with your headscarf on, and it's not for fashion. It's for my hair is not combed, my hair is not done, but I want to be at a restaurant, or I want to be at a store. It's giving, you just woke up. And when you dress yourself in that way, you don't get to dictate who you might run into. You don't get to dictate what people think about you. This is going to be assumptions all across the board. So be consistent in being ready for your day. You should be telling yourself that you are enough, because you are enough. And if you don't feel like you are enough, keep telling yourself that you are enough. I'm so proud of myself for doing X, Y, and Z. I'm so proud of myself for not calling that motherfucker, because usually I call that motherfucker. You know, it's been helping me not call people that's really not trying to show up in my life in the way that matters, is deleting their fucking number out my phone, to the point where if I ever get into a mood where I just want to talk, even though they sometimes see, I just want to talk, so I'm going to hit them up. I put myself in a position where I can't hit them up because I don't have the number no more. It's not saved. I deleted it. Or I block certain people, not because they did something mean to me or they disrespected me, because they don't have the power to not reach out. So I have to be the responsible one to make sure they can't reach out, not by that number. So another thing that I'm trying to get my daughters to understand too is, when people call you weird, embrace your weird. You know, being weird is a good thing. I don't want my personality to be a fucking BBL. Like, be weird, be interesting, be spontaneous. Don't be the same, but don't lame yourself out by going against the grain and trying to be so different, because I see through that shit all the time. I can see when somebody's trying to force, oh, I'm different. Oh, I put this print and this together. And so it's just... Thank you so much. Hey guys, thank you so much for checking out this podcast. This is one of many podcasts that I do. So when you support this podcast, you are supporting options that I can do with the other shows. If you're not aware, I have Cozy Womb Podcast. I have Creator Podcast. Loudmouth Stereo was discontinued, but the episodes are still up there if you want to listen. She Gets It Pod was discontinued, but the episodes are still up there if you want to listen. So What Page We On Bit is a book club podcast. We have The Real Relationship Report that I do with Dungeon on Stereo App bi-weekly. And then there is the one and only Wear It Right with Shan, which is my podcast where I talk about fashion and style. So when you support one, you support all. If you would like to donate to any of these shows, you can. The link is in the show notes, and I do appreciate it. It does give me other opportunities to do other things. And also, please support the website. Visit often, because there's a blog on there called Thick Grits and Pods, where I upload my thoughts and things that help podcasters and creators and just keeping us where we need to be in our minds and in life. ShambiPodden.com is the website. You can also find all of my books on that website and all of the shops to go ahead and purchase merch if you like wearing what you support. And I appreciate you. Now back to the show. For checking out She Gets It Pod. My name is Shan. I am the creator of this podcast. I've been doing this podcast since March of 2018. Damn. But I appreciate you. If you would like to support this podcast, you can with just a click of your button on your phone, your Android, or your iPhone, okay? You can go to any podcast platform, leave me a review, let me know who you are, because I might want to find you on social media and thank you, and tell me what you think about the show. Or you can go to She Gets It Shop, buy yourself some merch, support me, and there's a link in the podcast notes of every episode where you can donate directly to Red Circle that will support this podcast. Till next time, don't do nothing I want to do. I ain't got no bail money for you. Don't call my phone. Do not DM me, okay? The juxtaposition, shut your ass up. You look crazy, okay? But if you like how you look, great. My opinion doesn't fucking matter. And when you get certain opportunities that you've been praying for, working towards, don't get there and be like, oh my gosh, I don't think I'm supposed to be here. No, you need to be saying to yourself, I deserve to be here. I am not an imposter. This opportunity is mine. I'm gonna make it do what it needs to do. I was born beautiful. And you need to get to the point where you say that so much that a child could overhear you or see you talking life into yourself, and then they do it for themselves. Because once you know something, because you've been so consistent about making sure you knew, you're not gonna care what somebody's trying to tell you. You're not where you are. God is my guide and my light, period. Some people don't believe in God. Some people don't believe in your faith, and that's fine, but you got to do what works for you. You know, the older I get, the more I realize that old people just need a core foundation on something to believe in. That's why they really full on in the church. But a lot of people been in the church all their life, and that's what they do, and they got to be involved, and they got to be doing X, Y, and Z. And a lot of people just seeing things about the church where they're just like, eh, but they still have their own relationship with God, right? I will get it done, God willing, meaning my goal is to get it done. And if God needs me to be able to get this done, it's going to get done. But if it don't get done, I'm not going to fret, period, okay? Good people do not have to say that they are good people. Let me tell you, okay? Good people do not brag, boast, be loud about, I'm good, I'm a good person. If you're a good person, just be a good person. Because when you're a good person to someone who didn't deserve it, when you leave or when they have no longer a way to be in contact with you, they're going to miss the shit out of you. When you leave a great impression on people and you have to remove them from your life, they're going to miss the shit out of you. That's just how it works. So I'll never have to say to anybody, oh, I was a the realest friend you had, or good luck with that. You know, I don't feel like I'm missing anything if the relationship had to end. Because if it had to end, what am I missing? You know, what am I missing? And every day is a gift. And the more you tell yourself that every day is a gift, the more you'll be all right. The more you'll appreciate it. The more you'll show up in it. The more you'll do your best. I think a lot of people feel like tomorrow is a given and it's not. A lot of people feel like, oh, I'm not going to do this right now. I'm going to wait 2 years and then I'm going to get it started. You probably won't. Anything can happen in 2 years. So if God gives you an idea, a vision, resources, good people around you, creative people around you, and you have a great idea, that might be God telling you, nah, do it now. You ever like lost a job or lost the opportunity and the greatest opportunity pops up in like a few days or a week or a month? And it's like God is fully taking advantage of the time that you have right now to be into something new. I just feel like certain things don't happen for no reason. You know, you think about somebody and they call, that's not just for no reason. So you speak life into the world. You think life into the world. So don't sit there and talk down to yourself. Don't discredit yourself. Don't sit in pity and self-doubt. Get up and talk to yourself nice. Talk to me nice, okay? Talk to yourself in a good way. Be positive when you talk to yourself. Reinforce goodness into your mind, into your world. Whenever you can be petty or hit below the belt or be nasty to somebody else because they being nasty to you, talk to God. Talk to God and tell him, please help me put my energy somewhere else where it matters. Okay? Because miserable people hate to be met with someone who is not miserable, even though they being a motherfucking asshole. But thank you so much for checking out She Gets It Pod today. I'm not going to do a table topics because I'm sort of getting sleepy now. I think I'm going to go to sleep before my sleep time leaves me. Y'all have a great time, a great day, and share this with someone who needs some self-encouragement. Peace.